Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Samach Hey. We're holding at the Mishnah, the top of the Omid. We're going to continue talking about today the Korban HaOmer, which was brought on Pesach, as well as the Korban of the Shtei HaLechem that was brought on Shavuos. And as we'll see, today's Gemara, about 95% of the Gemara is going to focus on the Tzoris that the Vaisusim gave the Purushim, and what we needed to do to go and publicize the fact that the Vaisusim are wrong and the Purushim are right. What was the whole discussion with the Purushim and the Vaisusim? Well, we all are generally familiar with it, but bottom line is there are two times that the Torah uses the term Shabbos in this connection, and we're not referring to Shabbos, we're really referring to Yontif. Where are these two psukim? The two psukim are back to back in Parshas Emor, and it says, "Usfartim lechem mimochres haShabbos, miyom aviachem es oimer hatnufa, sheva shabbosos tamimos tiena." You're supposed to go and count mimochres haShabbos, the day after Shabbos, miyom aviachem es oimer hatnufa, the day that you brought the korban of oimer. You count 7 weeks, sheva shabbosos. At mimochres haShabbos haShviyus, until you reach 7 weeks later. Tisperu chamishim yom, count 50 days. V'kravta mincha chadosh al Hashem. And at that time, you're going to go and bring the korban of the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos. Now, literally, both of these psukim use the term mimochres haShabbos. Usfartim lechem mimochres haShabbos. You count mimochres haShabbos. And ad mimochres haShabbos haShviyus. So literally, that would mean starting from Sunday, because Mochres HaShabbos, the day after Shabbos, is Sunday. However, Chazal had B'Kabbalah, and we're going to have about a dozen drushes today and tomorrow, Mi'at Hashem, showing that we don't really mean Shabbos Bereishis, but the reference to Shabbos is really to Yomtif. And that's why our Korban HaOmer is always brought on the first day of Chol HaMoed in Eretz Yisrael. Here in America, it's the second day of Yomtif, when they bring that Korban HaOmer. And when we're saying Mimochres HaShabbos, it means the day after Yontif, because since it's Chol HaMoed, the first day of Pesach is Yontif, and then the seventh day of Pesach is Yontif, and everything in between is the Chol HaMoed. So you start bringing the Korban Omer on that first day of Chol HaMoed, and you count from that day, meaning from the night before. We start counting the Sviras Omer, and that's the Kiyum Usfartim Lechem Mimochres HaShabbos, Mihem Viachem As Omer of Tenufa. Start counting the Shevet Shabbosos Tamimus Tiyan. Again, the Vaisusim did not agree with the Chachamim, and they said, go and find your first Matzah Shabbos for counting the Sviras HaOmer, and the next morning to go and bring the Korban HaOmer. So it had to be Dafka the day after Shabbos, which is the Poshim Shabbos, Mimochres HaShabbos. So if Yom Tov, for instance, fell out on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, any of those days, you wouldn't bring the Korban HaOmer on the second day of Yom Tov on Chol HaMoed, but rather you'd wait until the first time after Shabbos. Theoretically, you can go and bring the Korban HaOmer once Yom Tov is already over. Really, how could that be? What happens if Yom Tov were to fall out on a Sunday? So now you have the 7-day Yom Tov, goes from Sunday through Shabbos, and now you're going to go and bring Mimochres HaShabbos, you're going to bring the Korban HaOmer on Isru Chag, after Yom Tov is already over. Anyway, so the point is that this was a big machlokes, and the Chachamim had to publicize that we are right, we, the Chacham, Chazal, the Prushim, as opposed to these Vaisusim who try to mislead people based on their own so-called traditions. Anyway, so getting to our Mishnah now. Ketzed Heinoisim, excuse me, Matzah Yontif, immediately after Yontif is over, we have to do the Ketziras HaOmer. Now the Ketziras HaOmer, this is something where truncated big time work over a very short period of time, because we have to bring the Korban HaOmer as soon as possible the next morning. We want to be Matzah the Chodosh. According to Chazal, usually by 12 o'clock, you can be certain that the Korban HaOmer was brought, and therefore wherever you lived, even if you lived far away from Yerushalayim, and you have no idea whether they brought the Korban HaOmer or not, there was a chazaka that it was already brought by noontime. But the the harvesting.
That's the introduction to the Omer.
The harvesting of the Omer had to take place the night before. You couldn't go and harvest it a week before and put it in the refrigerator somewhere. You had to go and harvest it the night before, meaning right after Yom Tov is over. Now, so the first part of the Mishnah, the first line tells us that in order to shorten the pace or to be able to save time on Matzah Yom Tov, they were able to go and make Ashtikel Hazmana Milza, Ashtikel Hachana. What was it, Hachana? First they had to go and identify from where they're going to go and bring that for. Remember we had in yesterday's Mishnah that you had to bring it from Karav Yerushalayim, except during the times of Hyrcanus and Aristobulus, that they had to in fact go much further away. They had to rely on that Elaim to determine that you can go and get Tvuah from Gagois Tzrifim and from Ein Soicher, as we had yesterday in the Mishnah. But here we're talking about under normal circumstances, where you're going to have farms shortly outside of Yerushalayim, from which you're going to be able to go and bring the Korban Omer, and you want to be able to do it quickly on Matzah Yom Tov, to be able to go and start the whole process of not only the harvesting, but the winnowing, and the grinding, and all the rest, all of those things that you need to do to convert bushels of barley into the Korban Omer. So, Ketzadei Noisen, what would they do? Shluchei Bezdin Yoitzimi Erev Yom Tov. You already had Shluchim leaving on Erev Yom Tov. Va'oisen oisen krichois pimachubel karka kidei shehi noyach liktzar. The word krichois means bundles. And here we're not talking about bundles of harvested barley. We're talking about barley which is still attached to the ground. But they went and put around it some sort of ribbon, reed, string, or whatever, so that it would already be packaged together, even though it's still standing grain. And what they would do then is, as a result of it being collected together, then Matzah Yom Tov, they were able to easily take a sickle and just give a cut, and they already had it all bundled up, so that they could easily take it from there to the granary to go and prepare it for making it into grain, and it's a flour, and then eventually to be able to go and bake and make your Korban Omer. Anyway, so they would go and make these krichos. Rashi says, korchin v'koishrin roshi hashibolim le egret. They would go and take a fistful, combine it all into one hand, one fist, and then somebody would go and tie it and make it into a bundle, not a bundle on the ground, but a bundle still attached to the ground. And as it gets towards the end of Yom Tov, kolu ayores hasmuches l'sham, all of those people that were close by, presumably all within the tchum, miskanzes l'sham, they would already be there on Matzah Yom Tov, even before the final zman, kidei shehi nikzer b'esik gadol, so that there would be a big, big tumult. In other words, it would be tens, hundreds, maybe thousands of people already gathered there at the time that they're ready to do the Ksiris Omer. And again, all of this is to publicize, even though this night happens to be Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, or whatever. But you got to do Machrus HaShabbos. No. By Susam, you're wrong. Not Matzah Shabbos. You do it Matzah Yom Tov. To go and give this a lot of publicity, they had tons of people coming from all over. Kivin Shehach Sheikha Oyimelahen. Now when it in fact becomes dark, and they look up and they see the three stars and all the rest, so now those that are going to go and cut the Tvuah, and we had a machloikus, as you recall, in the previous Mishnah, not the Mishnah of yesterday, but the Mishnah before, how many harvesters did they have? So, according to some, they had three, depending, of course, whether it was Shabbos or middle of the week. We had in the middle of the Mishnah, B'chninas Kana Kehanim, we're back on Samach Gimel Amid Beis. B'Shabbos, Eynikta B'yochid, Magal Echad, you had three workers, three that were doing the harvesting, three magolis, which are three sickles, three kupais, three boxes in which you would insert and place all of the grain that had been cut, and then schlep it from there to the granary. Nachman said, Echad Shabbos v'Echad Chol, you always had three. You had a machloikis, whether on Shabbos you only had one, or you had three. We discussed that yesterday. But point of all of this is, says our Mishnah, now we're ready to go and start doing the cutting. We're looking out, we're seeing that it's starting to get dark. So, again, to make a lot of fanfare, that people should know that this is Ktziras Omer time. This is not that people have nothing to do Matzah Shabbos. They couldn't go to Imlav Malka and Matzah Shabbos, Matzah Yom Tov. They were not able to do anything else, so therefore they're doing some cutting. No, no, no. This is big time stuff for the Korban Omer. It's Kimishach Sheikh when it starts getting dark. So the cutter, that is the harvester, now calls out, Raboisai, Bo Hashemesh! Did the sun finally set so that we're now ready to go and cut, because it's already now after not only Shkiyas Achama, but after Tzeisak Achavut. As Oimer Hen, although it says each time Oimer, it's really Oimrim, that the Kohol that was there, O responds, yes! And he asks a second time, Raboisai, I don't hear you. Bo Hashemesh, is it already night? Oimer Hen, yes! Our Mishnah at this point only says two. As we get closer to the end of the Mishnah will tell us that this is really repeated three times. And according to the Tveris Yisrael, it says that each one of the harvesters, if you had three, each one of them apparently asked three times. It appears that it was nine questions, nine give and take questions and answers. So the first question they asked was, Vayashemesh, is it the right time? And then they all said, yo, yo, yo. And after this was repeated a couple of times, then Magalzu, should I use this sickle? Oymehani Avada, use that sickle, sure. Again, Magalzu, should I use the sickle? Oymehani, yes. Again, repeated three times. And if he had three cutters, presumably nine times. Kupazu, should I use this box to go and collect the grain? Oymehani Avada, Kupazu, this box, Oymehani, yes. Now that's during the week. Bishamas, Oymehani, Shabazu. On this Shabbos, we're now going to go and cut the Tvuah. And I mean, yes, even though it's Shabbos, we're going to cut it because this is Doiches HaShabbos, B'mayadoi, just like all the Kabbanis that we bring on a Shabbos. And he says, Shabbazu Mehen, Shabbazu Mehen. Ekzar, okay, Rabbi Yisai, we've gone through all of the Hachonis. Should I go and cut? Ekzar, yeah, go ahead and cut. Ekzar, should I go and cut? Ekzar, yes. And this is all Sholish Pa'om al Koldovar Vidovar. Even though we typically only refer to it twice, it's really three times, and the Mishnah is being kind to us in terms of not having to repeat it three times each time. And each time when he asks the question, Hen, 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 Kokach Lama, why so much fanfare and pomp and ceremony? They said, ignore Yontiv, it's always Matzah Shabbos. So therefore, Matzah Shabbos only folds out once a week, obviously. While Matzah Yom Tov could theoretically be any night of the week. And that's why they insisted on making this big fanfare so that everybody, the Fersume Milza, that the Baisusim are wrong, and you do the Ktziras Omer on Matzah Yom Tov and not necessarily on Matzah Shabbos. Zokimara. So we're going to get into this in much greater detail, and first we're going to have a quote from what was called Megillas Tanis. Megillas Tanis was a very special book that was written at the times of the Gemara, and in that book they would go and list all of the minor Yom Tovim that happened to Klal Yisrael, and because of that they had special Minhagim on those days every single year. That Megillas Tanis is quoted from time to time in various Masechtas, and Masechtas Rosh Hashanah says that after the Chorban Bayisheni, it became basically obsolete. So that's why we're not really familiar with that today. I don't even know if we have the text of it today. Somebody will correct me. Yes, he saw in the Judaica store a few days ago. Anyway, it doesn't make a difference.
It's an art school edition.
I'm you sure. See, I told you, you see.
I'm kidding.
Okay. Tana Rabban. So we have now the Brice, and the Brice is really a quote from the Megillah Tanis. And it says, Elon Yemaya de Loyle Sanoa Behoin, or Mixasin de Loyle Misbed Behoin. The following days of the year, and our Gemara is only going to quote two periods of time, both in Chodesh Nisan, where since they were Yom Tovim Yisrael, minor Yom Tovim, therefore they already were Mesakin, number one, Leilis and Arbain, not to go and fast on those days. Mitzosan, and some of them were such a big minor yontif that not only could you not fast, but also to lay the mitzvah behind, not to go and hold hespedim if chas v'shalom someone passed away, not to eulogize that individual on that day. So, Says the Praisa, says the Megillah Sanis, we sort of Meresh Yarcha de Nisan, from the Rish Chodesh Nisan, Ad Tamanyi Bey until the eighth day, in other words, basically a week, Itoikim Temida, those days we were finally able to settle. The word Itoikim, says Rashi, means it was Mesiyashiv. We were able to settle this dispute with our friends, the Baisusim, where the Baisusim fought with us tooth and nail. Eventually we were able to convince them, and therefore this became like a mini Yom Tov in Klal Yisrael. Don't fast those days, and in this case, don't even hold a hesped on those days. So Itoikim Temida, the questions surrounding the Korban Tamid were finally settled, and therefore it wasn't only the Loi L'Sanoa, but even the Loi L'Misbeit. Now what were the questions vis-a-vis the Tamid? The Gemara will explain in another 2-3 lines. That was the first Yom Tov of 8 days. From the 8th day at Soif Mayad until the end of Yom Tov, they were finally able to settle the whole Inyan of Chag HaShavuos. Again, we'll see about that in more detail shortly. And here, in our Gemara, it says the Leila Misbid. However, Rashi corrects that, or Rashi has his own Girsa, which is Deloi Lehisanor. And in fact, that's the Zion that you have here from the Shinui Mischois that also changes it, not the Leila Misbid, the Leila Sanor. If you want to take a quick look at the Rashi, Rashi is one line below us in the Rashi. The Leila Sanor, Avla Misbid Shari. Here, you just couldn't fast. However, you're allowed to hold the Hesped. The simcha that they had in this second period of from the eighth day until after Yom Tov was not as intense as the case of the Korban Tamid. Why not? As we'll see in the Gemara momentarily, the question of Atzeres, there the Baisusim had no scriptural proofs, nothing from Sukkim. Rather, the only argument they were able to come up with was that Moshe Rabbeinu was an Oyev Yisrael, and he was the one that instituted the concept of a long holiday weekend. In the times of Chazal, you only had a one-day weekend, which was Shabbos Kodesh. People worked on Friday, people worked on Sunday. After all, it says in the Pasuk, Sheshes Yomim Tasa Malacha. You work on 6 days, and one day you rest. However, say the Baisusim, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu instituted the Torah Mimachar Shabbos, that once a year on Shavuos we're going to have a 2-day weekend. We're not going to go to work either on Shabbos or the next day, Shavuos, which always falls out Mimachar Shabbos, which means always on Sunday. So this is what the Gemara is going to call shortly just a very nice Sicha B'Teila, but Lamaisa we do not have any Psukim. So therefore when we were able to go and vanquish them and conquer them in terms of everybody accepting the Prushim's psak, as opposed to the Baisusim, this was not considered to be a major, major theoretical, philosophical accomplishment, because there really was no scriptural basis for what they were saying in the first place. However, Abba B'Tamid, O Yisrael Devreim, they did have some shtickle proof from the Psukim, and nevertheless we won, so this became a much greater Yom Tov, so it wasn't only a day to Loi L'Sanoa behind, but also the Loi L'Misbid behind.
In the Tamid there was Psukim, I mean, there was Machal Shabbos Shvi, that's
the Shabbos Shvuos.
Yeah.
The Gemara is going to now talk about both of them. So we said that there are two periods, one from day one of Nisan until day eight, and then day eight through the end of Yom Tov. The first 8 days, the Simcha was about the Tamid, the other period of time was about Shavuos. Zokti Yomara, Deloi L'Sana. So we start again. Meresh Yarecha Denisan V'Ataman Yibay, Itoikim Temida, Deloi L'Misbid. This was such a big Yom Tov, not only not to fast, but also not to hold a Hesbid. What was the Shaila? Sheit Tzidoikim Oimrim, Yochid Misnadiv Umevi Tamid. We know that the classic Korban Tzibur are the daily two Tamidim, the Tamid Shel Shacha and the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. Who pays for that? It comes from the Lishkas of Gozes, from the new Machtes HaShekel, which in fact were only collected a few days earlier in Chodesh Adar. Now it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and the Tzedoy can come and say, you don't have to go and take it from the Lishkas of Gozes. Any person who wants to donate it, Yankel Beryl Shmerl, he can go and give that oil and we'll bring it for the Karmoy Tamid. Where did they take this from? Midrash, because it says in the pasuk b'loshin yachid esakibus erchad ta'aseh. Doesn't say ta'asu. And so therefore you see that any person on his own could be menadev the karm tomid on any given day. You don't have to take it from the tzibur funds. Okay, so the argument seems to have some credibility to it, because after all the word tase is in fact a loshen yachid. So maya hadru, what did our chazal go and respond to them? Es karboni lachmi li'ishai reyach nichoichi tishmeru. Notice the word tishmaru, it doesn't say tishmar. Now this is karbonin lachmi li'ishai reach nichoichi. This means every single day of the week. So why does it say tishmaru b'loshin rabim? Oh, shikulim boyim mitrum asalishka. That all of the karbonis tomit throughout the year, just like all the other karbonis tzibur, do not have a yochid donated, but rather it has to come to trum asalishka. Oh, so since the argument had some superficial credibility to it because of the fact that it says ta'aseh, we ultimately won with tishmaru agrois yontif. Therefore, not only for the sanah behind, but even the loy le misbemar. However, mitamani beivat soif mayad itoys of chagadishuayim the loy le misbid. Here it says le misbid again. It's the same correction of Rashi, and we have the yud the loy le sanah. She by susam oimem matzeres achre shabbos. They would say that Atzeres always falls out the day after Shabbos. Mitbo lehem, Rabbi Yochim and Zaka vi omalem, Shoitim, minayim lechem. Where did you take this from? Nobody was able to go and open up his mouth. Chutz mizokin echad shoyim mefatfei kinegdoi. Except for one altachuchim that was mefatfei. The word pitput, you have the gabe oifois, who are chirping. In other words, they didn't even say something intelligent, just pitputen, just going and mumbling the lips and making noises. Rashi said mefatfen in the last line, the divrit vikuchim. This person was trying to throw out arguments for purposes of debating. So what was his argument? The Omer, Moshe ben Oyev Yisrael Oyeh. Oh, he loved the Jews. The idea she Atzeres yoim echadu, and he knew that the yontif of Atzeres is only a one dayer. The yontif of Shabbos is only one day. Omer v'tikna acher Shabbos. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu on his own said, you know, Rabbi Yisai, it would be a great idea to have Shavuos always the second day of Shabbos, in other words, always starting Matzah Shabbos Sunday. K'deshi Yisrael mis'angin shnei yom alanga weekend amachaya kor olav mikrazeh. So now, in response, said Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, what you're telling us is foolishness. I'll show you, because it says at the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, it normally takes 11 days. Rashi and Chumash said that because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted Klal Yisrael to get into Eretz Yisrael as soon as possible, they were able to shorten those 11 days into 3 days. Gemara doesn't focus on that. The bottom Tosis does. And he quotes Rashi from the Chumash. It's a 3-day thing that they were able to go and travel all the way from Choyrev Derech Arseyer, not 11 days, but in 3 days. And now says Rabbi Yochim and Zakkai to that Zokin Echad, the Moshe Rabbeinu Oyev Yisrael Oyev, if we really love the Jews, Lama Ichram B'midbar B'im Shana, why did they have to wander in the desert for 40 years? Should have taken them in the totality 11 days, or even 3 days. Why did it take so long? So you see that what you're saying is nonsense. The Zokin, however, was not impressed, and he said to him, Omele Rebbe Bekacha to Petraini, that's what you want to go and patter me? In other words, give such a response. We all know why Moshe Rabbeinu took him in the Midbar for 40 years. Not because Moshe Yisrael was Chas V'Shalom, a Soine Yisrael, because of the Mas Meraglim, and that was the decree of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So this is really apples for oranges, if you will. It really wasn't a direct response to his argument about the Oyev Yisrael. Amaloi said, "Rabbi Zaki said, Shoite, wait to hate Torah Shalem Mishalonu Kesicha B'Teila Shalachem. You're just being mafatfet, going talking narishkaiten. So therefore, Tana L'Ksil Ki Ivaltoi, you answer a fool with similar foolishness. You give this foolish argument that he was an Oyev Yisrael. I'll tell you, he wasn't an Oyev Yisrael. You said that he wants to give a 2-day yontif. Why did they have to wander for 40 years? Okay, but now Rabbi Yechim and Zaki says, but now I'll tell you real live argument. Because of Echad Omer, we know one pasuk says Tisru Chamishim Yoyim. Because of Echad Omer, Sheva Shabbos is to me Mois Tiyana. So there is a little bit of a disconnect on these two psukim. Not by Chamishim, you probably think yourself that it's really only 49 and not 50. That's not today's discussion. But rather, if it says a period of 50 days, and it says over here, 7 complete weeks, Rashi says, by definition, a complete week starts from Sunday and goes through Shabbos. It is not from Monday through Sunday or Tuesday through Monday. Even though, yeah, that's 7 days. 7 days it is, but it's not a week. A week is called from Sunday through the Shabbos. That being the case, when it says now, Sheva Shabbos to be Mistiana, presumably it means that we're going to go and count now from Pesach until Shavuos, 7 weeks, which are going to be Sunday through Shabbos. Which, according to the Beis Susim, that's perfect. Yeah, 100%. Because they start counting always Matzah Shabbos, Mochasa Shabbos, and therefore that's always a Sunday. So you're going to count Sunday to Friday, Sunday to Friday, Sunday to Friday, 7 times, and then finally, the Shavuos is going to fall out on the final 7th week, which is going to be on Sunday. Yeah, that's good if Sheva Shabbos is Mistiana. But since it says Tisru Chamishim Yoyim, Chamishim Yoyim, says Rashi, means 50 days from whenever you're starting to count. If you're starting to count on Monday, it'll be 50 days, and you know, 7 weeks later on a Monday.
So it has to be a Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday, well, it depends on which way you look at it.
Okay.
Anyway, so the point of it all is, so isn't there a disconnect? Here you're saying they're complete weeks, and here you're saying, no, there could be half weeks. The first half a week, you start counting on Tuesday, and you finish counting the final Monday or Tuesday, whatever it is, 7 weeks later. So the two don't work hand in hand. So the more very simple. Hoketzer. Can be yontuv shechol yois be Shabbos. Can be yontuv shechol yois be emtze Shabbos. The word Shabbos over here, the first Shabbos means shechol yois be Shabbos. It falls out on Shabbos itself. If yontuv falls out on Shabbos, so then we're assuming that the first day that we're counting is from Matzah Shabbos, because that's the Mimochas Shabbos that says in the Pasuk. And therefore, when Yom Tov, the starting to count, is Achar Shabbos, then you're going to have Taka Tamimois of the Sheva Shabbos Tamimis Tiyana. However, can be Yom Tov Shechol Yisbe Emtze Shabbos. If you have Yom Tov falling out on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whenever, during the week, so then you're not going to have complete weeks of Sheva Shabbos Tamimois, but rather you're going to have the 50 days. And therefore, we see, therefore, your Baisusim, you are incorrect. That you're interpreting Mimachas Shabbos to mean always Matzah Shabbos, Sinish Dazai. But rather, it depends on the day of the week because it's always Mimachas Yom Tov and not Mimachas HaShabbos.
When it says 50 days, so the 50th day, the 50th day is Shavuos.
Sure,
it should be Sunday. Okay, Sunday.
Good.
Yeah.
If you want to take a quick look at the Rashi, Rashi is about 6-7 lines from the top. Chamishim Yoyim, the first pasuk Chamishim Mashma Yom Vuleshvuos. We're talking about count days. Because of Echanoim Shvuos Ushvuos Lekari El Oisin Hamaschilas Biyachad B'Shabbos B'Saimis B'Shabbos. The term week doesn't mean 7 days. Week means from Sunday through Shabbos. So how could it be both Yom Vuleshvuos and also Shvuos Vuleyomim? It depends on the year. Next Rashi, Hoketzer, Habi Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach Shechol B'Shabbos. If you're talking about that the first day of Yom Tov fell out on Shabbos itself, to be Machros, the Mi Machrosai, what is the Mi Machros of Shabbos, which is the next day, that's Acher Shabbos, to Hu Yoim Havos Oimer, Umaschil Nimnois. If you're starting to count that day, which means Sunday, which means the night before on Matzah Shabbos, then Matukim, then you'll have a Kiyum of the pasuk that Sheva Shabbos to me is the end, because we're going to go and count 7 weeks straight, Sunday through Shabbos, Sunday through Shabbos, 7 times. Masha Enkein, if you're going to have next Rashi, beyond of Shal Pesach, Shechol Yoyis Be'em to Shabbos, and to Shabbos doesn't mean the middle of Shabbos at 12 o'clock, it means the middle of the week, like the word Shabbos is to Mimois, middle of the week, to Maschil Limnois L'machrosoi, that you're going to go and start counting from the day after the first day of Yom Tov. The first day of Yom Tov is Tuesday. You're going to start counting on Tuesday night, Wednesday. So Matoikim Kroh, then you can have a Kiyam of the Chamishim Yom Vlei Shavuos, Shleimois. El Maschil Nimnois, Vem Tov Shabbos. You start counting in the middle of the week. Ah, so therefore I see, says Rabbi Yochim and Zakkai to this Zakkai, it all depends when Yom Tov falls out. Does it fall out first day of Yom Tov on Shabbos, and then you have your Shabbos to Mimais, or did it fall out any other day, and then you have the Chamishim Yai. Now the Gemara brings a mnemonic in the parentheses, Shel Reblaze Soifer, Rabbi Yeshua Moine, Rabbi Shmuel Ma'amer, Rabbi Yehuda Lamata Simon. As we'll see, we're going to have four limudim now on this Amid Beis. The first one will be from Reblazer. He's going to talk about the Pasuk Usvartem and Tisparloch. That's why he says Reblazer Soifer. Rabbi Yeshua talks about Moine. He's going to say Go Mane Yomim, etc. We're going to have Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yehuda. When my uncle Zichron Lerachah was alive, I believe that they would go and point to this and say that this was a remez to my uncle, because his name was Reblazer Schreiber, and the name Schreiber and Soifer are related. In fact, Hilk Chassam Soifer, his real name was Ramosha Schreiber, and therefore Schreiber was Soifer in Hebrew.
Soifer so good.
Soifer so good, very good. Sorry?
Were they Kroger?
My uncle Reblazer Schreiber was a fourth generation after Hilk Chassam Soifer.
Wow.
Fourth generation. The Chassam Soifer's youngest son, who was a Kruk of Aruv, also known as the Michtav Soifer, his name was Reb Shimon Soifer. Reb Shimon Soifer's son's name was Reb Yoel Soifer. Reb Yoel Soifer's son's name was Reb Moshe, and Reb Moshe's son was my uncle Reb Lezer. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so we're going to start off with Reb Lezer Oimer. Well, the Gemara doesn't bring out Tana Rabbanim, but l'chayr, this is part of a Braisa. Reb Lezer Oimer Ein Tzarech. We do not need to come on to the two psukim that were quoted by Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai a moment ago, the Tisparu and the Sheva Shabbosais, but rather, Hari Oimer. It says Tisparloch. If you look at the Torah Or HaSholem, it says Shiva Shavuos, Tisparloch. Mihochel Chemesh Bakoma Tochel Isbor Shiva Shavuos. Now the Loshen Tisparloch is a Loshen Yochid. And therefore, says the Gemara, says Rav Lezer, this is Sfira Tluya Bibezdin. Even though we know that the Sfira, of course, is totally, each one of us have to go and count, and the Gemara brings another pasuk, as we'll see, Usvartem Lechem, which is talking about the Rabbim, but at least this Tisparloch has that sound that it's being done by a Yochid. So what is the Yochid? That's the Bezin. What it means that the Yochid's a Bezin? Shem Yoidim, now there's a argus over here, Shem Yoidim Lechadesh, the Mimochas HaShabbos Mochas Yontif, Yotze Shabbos Bereshis, the gears of the Gemara is Abyssal Shver, and therefore there's another Girsa here, and the Shinuyim Neschoyis, and the Masoris Hashas, where it says Beis, and what is that? Tliya Bebezin Yotze Shabbos, Kintzach Loimer, Vashar Nimchik. The Betzayn Kudishim, Higia Shehem Yoidim, Lekadish Yontif, Yotze Shabbos. In other words, that instead of saying over here, Shehem Yoidim Lekadish, Yoidim Lekadish, what are they being Lekadish? It'd be Mekayim Yontif. And you have to take out the words Mimochas Shabbos Mochras, Shim Yoidim Lekadesh Yontif, and then continues Yimara, Yotzeh Shabbos Bereshis, Shesfirasa Bechol Adam. So Rashi explains, on a very, very simple level, the days that preceded and predated our current Luach, and Barry will be happy to read for you from something from the internet, who is the one that made the current Luach? Would you like to share that?
Luach, it's from something in it. It's from Who's from the Talmud by Shalamis Friedman. It's she says that Hillel HaAchron, he was the 14th generation from Hillel HaBavli.
14 generations.
14. Wow. He's the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya the Third. He's not mentioned in either the Yeshamli or the Bavli. He was the son of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya the Third. And he established the calendar that determined for future generations where the months begin and when to have leap years.
Beautiful.
So he's much, much later than Hillel HaBavli.
Okay. So now getting back to our Gemara. At that time, however, since this is the Gemara and Hillel HaBavli or the Hillel Achren, Hillel HaBavli had lived before that, but Hillel Achren was not here at the time. So how do they determine each new Yontif? Yontif was always based on Rish Chodesh. Rish Chodesh was on twice on like this week, Ne'at Hashem on Thursday. So then Yom Tov is going to be 2 weeks later, again on Thursday. That's where we're going to have a 3-day Yom Tov. Oh, Moshe Rabbeinu was Oyv Yisrael, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Anyway, being Oyv Yisrael. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so that's the Svira Tliya BeBezin, because Bezin has to determine when Rish Chodesh is. The Moila this week is tomorrow on Wednesday, so presumably they had an eye out and they had their Edom all from all sides of Eretz Yisrael, looking to see the Levana, as soon as they saw the Levana, they ran for the hill, Shnell to Yerushalayim. And it was the Bezin that had them to be Mekadesh the Chodesh, and based on that Kiddush HaChodesh, you had the Kiddush of Yom Tovim. Whenever Rosh Chodesh was, then you figure out that's the first day of the month, and then you come up to either Sukkot or Pesach or Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, whatever, every single month when we have the various Yom Tovim.
The lashon of Yochid and Bezin, though, doesn't agree. Sorry. Because Bezin is a Rabbim.
So
Kispur Lach, to say an individual,
mm-hmm.
to say it's Lashon Yochid, and then say that must be Bezdin, it's a non sequitur, it doesn't follow. Shouldn't it say Tisperu? Because Bezdin is the one who is counting, so it's a plural. You never have a Bezdin of one, a Kaddish Lachodesh.
It's true, but when you're talking about an institution like a court, the court is usually referred to singularly, not as a plural, even though you have 71 judges or 23 judges, whatever, that go and make whatever decisions they make. But the court itself is a single term and not a multiple.
One corporate entity.
Yes, exactly. So anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, it says, Sviya Taliya Bebezin, Shehem Yoidim Lechadish, to be Mechadish the Nuchadoshim, or Lechadish the Yontif, and therefore, that's the type of Sviya that we're talking about, as opposed to Yotze Shabbos Bereishis, Shabbos that falls out every single week. Shabbos Bereishis means your regular Shabbos on the seventh day. For that you don't need a Bezdin. Just figure out today is Tuesday and then it'll be Wednesday and then Thursday and Friday on Shabbos. I didn't have to ask the court for this. I didn't have to go and get a luach. Everybody knows. So since it happens to be totally in the Bezdin, and the Bezdin are saying that it has to do with the counting of the Yontif, so therefore the word Mimachas Shabbos in the Pasuk, even though on the surface, Shabbos sounds like it's referring to Machos Shabbos, Matzah Shabbos, but in fact that's not the case because we're talking about a situation which is Mesirah LeBezdin. If it's Mesirah LeBezdin, Shabbos is not Mesirah LeBezdin. Okay. Zot Yimor, right? So this was Reb Lev Yosef Shemuel Zachari Machos Shabbos Yom. Shabbos Yilas B'Cholah. That was Reb Lev Yosef Tisbalah. Now we get to Reb Shua. Reb Shua Oymer, Omre Torah Mane Yomim VeKadosh Chodesh Mane Yomim VeKadosh Atzeres Ma Chodesh Samach LeBiyosei Nikar Af Atzeres Samach LeBiyosei Nikeres. What does this mean? Mane Yomim, says Rashi, to go and get to Rosh Chodesh, you have to go and count days. How many days do you have to count? You have to count a minimum of 29 days, and then the 30th day, hopefully by that time they will have seen the new Levana, they're going to go and make Rosh Chodesh on that 30th day. So you have to first count out Mane Yamim, first the 29. Simi Zamoicha, please close the door when you have a moment. Mane Yamim, go and count the days, and then you'll be Mekadosh L'Chodesh. As well as Mane Yamim, we had in the Pasuk that we quoted before, Tisperu Hamishim Yoyim, that you got to go and count the 50 days, and then you're Mekadosh Atzeres, because that's when Yontif begins, Shavuos. So Ma Chodesh Samach Rabbi Yosai Nikar. Just like when they determine when the Chodesh is, you, if you look outside and you're able to see the Moedel HaLevana, so it's Nikar when the new Rosh Chodesh will be. It'll be within a few minutes, a few hours, a day, whenever they're able to go and show that the 29 days are over, and now we're going to start the new Chodesh. So Vatzeres, Samach LeBiyosei Nikeres. Similarly, when Shavuos hits, it'll be also Samach LeBiyosei, you'll know that Atzeres is there. How will you know? If you're going to tell me that Atzeres, Shavuos, always has to start a Matzah Shabbos on a Sunday, like the Bais Susim, how are you going to have that it's always going to be Nikar when it's going to be? After all, it's always going to be, you're going to have your Atzeres, you're going to have your Yontif. Your Yontif is, of Atzeres is only one day, but the day that you're going to have your Karban of the Shtei HaLechem might only be 3, 4, 5, 6 days later because of the fact that we're not going to go and count based on the second day of Pesach and add 7 weeks. According to the way the Bais Susim are learning, we have to add the 50 days, the 7 weeks, to whatever day there was back in Pesach when they brought the Karban Omer. So if the Karban Omer was brought on a Sunday, so then Shavuos will take be on a Sunday, like the Bais Susim said. However, if in fact the first day of Chol HaMoed is on a Thursday, so then Shavuos is going to be on a Thursday. So it's not nikar which day it's going to be milfaneha, and therefore says the Gemara, that's the reason why another reason the Baisusim are wrong. We have now Rabbi Yishmael Oimer. Amma Torah Havei Oimer B'Pesach Ushtei Lechem Batzeres. These two kabbanis are parallel kabbanis. The Oimer is on Pesach to be Matar the Chodesh B'Medina. The Shtei Lechem Batzeres to Matar the Chodesh in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan. Mahal Alon Regel Utchiles Regel. Just like Shavuos, when you bring your Shtei Lechem, you bring it on Yom Tov itself and at the very outset of the Yom Tov, in other words, in the morning. Afkan, here too, the Korban Oim is going to be regel utchilas regel. It's going to be beginning of the regel as opposed to later in the regel. And as we said before, it's theoretically possible, Rashi says, that according to the Baisusim, once, I guess, every 7 years or so, that you're going to go and bring the Korban Oim not betchilas regel, even after the regel. The regel is going to be over. Because if Pesach was from Sunday through Shabbos, that was 7 days, and now you're saying, Mimochers HaShabbos, the first Mochers HaShabbos was Matzi Yom Tov of day number 7 of Yom Tov, and then you're going to bring the Korban Oim Sunday morning. Yom Tov is over, it's no longer going to be regular or the Tchilas.
So that's irregular.
It's totally irregular. Very good, beautiful. And now the question is, why does he say about Shavuos, it's Tchilas regular? After all, the whole Shavuos is only a 1 day. Even in Chutzal, it's only 2 days. What's Tchilas regel? So Tosis says down below that since we know that you can bring Tashlumin Kol Shiva, the Karbon Chagiga, right? If you look Rashi Tosis, about 10 lines at the bottom, regel Tchilas regel, Alpha Gav that Tzeres Yemechot, Kim the Yeshlech Chagigosay Tashlumin Kol Shiva, Shaykh Ba Tchilas regel. And that's the 7 days of Tashlumin that we have for Atzeres, and that's why in most congregations, most places, even among the Nusach Ashkenaz, they do not go and recite a Tachlin for the whole week. But says that if there were times in the Beis HaMikdash, they would still bring Kabbanis of Yontif, the Yontif Kabbanis after Yontif. There's even a Maril Diskin, which is brought in, I think, Sharat Tzion, in the Mishnah Berurah, that says if you failed to say Shechiyonu on Shavuos at the time of Kiddush L'Moshul, you forgot and you didn't remember, whatever, and you remember 2 or 3 days later, you don't say Shechiyonu on Shavuos a whole week after Shavuos during the Mei Tashlumin. However, the Mishnah Berurah and all the other poskim reject that, so don't rely on that halacha l'maisa, but you see that there is such a concept. The Yontif continues even after Yontif is over.
We don't say Tachlin, that's the best.
That's the best, yeah. In fact, Mishnah Berurah says, I think, Rois killers from Harbi killers don't say, and I was learning that with somebody else. It says, I've never found a shul yet that says Tachlin in the week after Yontif.
Even Voyevs?
Question. No, that's what that person told me. I think here in the Koil they probably did, because they're very machmer on Tachlin. They say it as many times as possible. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so we're up to Rabbi Yehud ben Beseir Oimer. Now, this is now the fourth of the four limudim that we had there in the mnemonic in the parentheses above. It's a lot of it's related to that. Rabbi Yehud ben Beseir Oimer, Nemesh Shabbos Lamalev and Nemesh Shabbos Lamatev. Ma lahalon regular tchilas regel or tchilas regel samachla afkan regular tchilas regel samachla. In other words, it says two times Shabbos. Those are the two psukim which are back to back. You have svartum lachem. This is number 2 in the Torah Arishalim. Svartum lachem yimorchas haShabbos miyem aviyachem as oimer tenufa. And then you have the next pasuk ad yimorchas haShabbos hashviyas tisbru chamishim yoim. So just like the first one that we're referring to, Shabbos, and bring the Korban Oimer, that is at regel Tchilas regel, meaning it's on the first day Chol HaMoed at the beginning of the 7 days of Yom Tov. Afkan, the same thing, or forget, Malalon regel Tchilas regel, that's referring to Shavuos, that you brought your Korban Oimer at the beginning of the Yom Tov. Afkan, the same thing, the Korban Oimer, just like the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos is on regel Tchilas regel. The Korban Oimer is also on regel, Tchilas regel, and not later into the week, or Mochas HaShabbos, which could even theoretically be after Yom Tov altogether.
Here's a Lashon Rabbim. So we're switching. It's the Tispor Lecha, Tispor Lecha, and then Svartim. So we do have these disconnects.
You're 100% right. If you remember when we were saying this Pasuk, Tispor Lecha, I pointed out at that time that even though the Pasuk says, which is a din of Svira, al kol echad mi echad. Every yid has to go and count tzviras oimer. It could be yoytze by listening, but you have to go and count it. The word tispalach, however, it doesn't refer to the individual, but rather it's referring to the bezdin. Shemushemus tispalach. Now, how? What do you mean that they are counting the 7 weeks? Because that they were able to count from Pesach until Shavuos is based on when they set the date of Pesach and Shavuos. When did they set the date of Pesach and Shavuos? Starting Rosh Chodesh. Why didn't they just look up the calendar? Because Barry was not there to tell them about the 14th generation of the Hillel, who was not even recited in the Bavli or Yerushalmi, who was the 14th generation to the original Hillel, which we have in the etc., by written by a very distinguished lady who seems to know what she's doing. Okay, anyway, so continuing on, we finished that original Braisa with the four different limudim of Reb Lezer, Reb Yeshua, Reb Yishmael, and Reb Yehuda. And now we're continuing even more limudim. We're only going to go through part of the Braisa today because the Braisa continues on pretty deep into tomorrow's Omer Aleph. Toner Ban, Svar Tum Lechem, Shetei Tzvira Lechol Echad V'Yachad. Everybody has to go and count. Mimochres HaShabbos, Mimochres Yontif. When the Pasuk says Mimochres HaShabbos, don't think it means Shabbos Bereishis, it really means Yontif. Frey Timori, Einei Ela Mochres Shabbos Bereishis. Maybe, no. Pashu Pshat, Shabbos is Shabbos. Rav Yosef Yehuda Oimer, Hari Oimer Tisperu Chamishim Yoin, Kol Sfira Shata Soifra Le Yehu Ela Chamishim Yoin. Every year, it should be the same 50 days. Jim Toimar, Mimochres Shabbos Bereishis, Pamshata Moitze Chamishim V'yachad, Upamshata Moitze Chamishim Ushnai, Chamishim Ushloisha, Chamishim Varbo, Chamishim V'chamisha, Chamishim V'shisha. Meaning, compare this year to the previous year. Let's assume that the previous year, Taka Pesach, first day of Pesach was on Shabbos, so then you started counting your Sfira Sa'omer from Matzah Shabbos, and you counted it 7 weeks until you got to the next one. That's all very good if, in fact, first day of Pesach fell out on Shabbos. What happens if the first day of Pesach falls out instead on Friday? So therefore, and you only start counting not from Matzah Yontif, which would be Friday night, but you only started counting the next night from Matzah Shabbos, like the Baisusim that say Mimochres HaShabbos. So then what's going to come out is, last year it was 50 days from the beginning of Yontif until Shavuos. This year it'll be 51 days. And then if the year after that, Pesach were to fall out the Moshul on Thursday, and again we're going to start counting from Matzah Shabbos, so then you're going to add another day to 52 days, and then 53 days, etc. So that's what he's trying to dramatize, that we won't have that singular unit of 50 days. Every year it'll keep on adding another day or two, depending on when Pesach will fall out the next year. And since the Torah always wants it to be the same number of 50 days, you always start counting from Matzah Yom Tov Rishon as opposed to Matzah Shabbos.
Well, stop it here. 65 days would be easier.
I'll show what you mean. Have a wonderful